Welcome, Curious Minds, to another deep dive. Today, we're plunging into, well, the really fascinating world of physical optics. That's the science of how light actually behaves. Our mission here is to try and illuminate how these fundamental principles, you know, govern everything we see, from just a simple reflection to how our own eyes work. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, and the goal really is to show how these concepts that might seem separate, things like light speed, reflection, refraction, lenses, they're not isolated at all. They actually build on each other. They reveal the sort of underlying mechanics that create, well, the visual world we live in, even the tech we use every day.
It really does all start with light itself. And what's immediately clear from the material is that light doesn't just poof, appear instantly. It travels. It has a specific finite speed, a propagation velocity.
Right. That finite speed is huge. Yeah. It's why lightning comes before thunder, or why looking at stars means looking back in time. It takes time for that light to reach us.
Exactly. And when light hits something, well, that something is either making its own light, like the sun, a luminous body, as they call it, or it's just bouncing light off itself, like, say, a book on your desk. That's an illuminated body. We often picture this travel using light rays, these sort of imaginary straight lines, helps map out its path.
And it's how those rays interact with surfaces that gets really interesting. Let's take reflection. The laws of reflection are surprisingly simple. Basically, the angle light hits a surface is the exact same angle it bounces off at. The angle of incidence equals the angle of reflection.
Ah, okay. So that's why a smooth mirror gives a clear image.
Precisely. But a rough surface, it scatters the light everywhere. You get diffused light. You can see the surface, sure, but you don't see a clear reflection in it.
Right, right. And reflections make images. Sometimes they're virtual images, the kind that look like they're behind a flat mirror, you know, like in your bathroom.
Yep.
Or they can be real images. Those can actually be projected onto a screen. You see that more with curved mirrors.
Yes, the curvature is key. Our sources talk about concave mirrors curving inward and convex ones bulging outward. They change how light is gathered or spread out. They often direct it to a specific focal point along what's called the optical axis.
It sounds really precise, and it's not just for looking at ourselves, is it? I mean, things like car headlights?
Or satellite dishes, exactly. They use these exact same principles to focus light or even radio waves really powerfully.
Okay, so light bounces predictably. But what happens when it goes through something transparent like glass or water?
Ah, well, then it does something else fascinating. It bends. That's refraction. And it follows the laws of refraction. You might have heard of Snell's law.
Vaguely, yeah. It tells you how much it bends.
Exactly. It depends on what the light is moving between, say, air to water. Each material has a refractive index. And here's something critical. The angle matters. If light hits the boundary at too shallow an angle, relative to the surface normal, it doesn't just bend a little, it can actually bounce back completely. That's total internal reflection.
Wow, so it doesn't pass through at all?
No, it reflects entirely back into the first material. And that's not just some like weird edge case. It's the fundamental principle behind optical fibers, trapping light inside these thin strands of glass to send data.
Okay, so light bends, refraction, and that bending is harnessed in fiber optics. Amazing. But what if you, like, design something specifically to bend light in a controlled way? Is that where lenses come in?
That's exactly it. Lenses are basically shaped pieces of transparent material designed to refract light very precisely. Like mirrors, they also have an optical axis and a focal point. The sources focus on thin lenses. You have converging lenses, they bring light rays together, think magnifying glass, and diverging lenses, which spread the light rays out.
And they create images too, right? Like mirrors. Affecting magnification.
Yep, depending on the lens shape and where the object is relative to it. Which brings up a practical point. How do we measure how strong a lens is? How much it bends light?
Right. Is that the diopter thing you see on glasses prescriptions?
That's the one. A diopter is the unit of dioptric power. Simple as that. Higher diopter means a stronger lens. It bends light more sharply. It's fundamental for understanding how lenses form images in Tyler's. Well, everything. Eyeglasses, obviously, correcting myopia or hyperopia.
Nearsightedness and farsightedness, right?
Right, but also in complex optical instruments, microscopes, telescopes, even the camera probably in your pocket right now. It uses lenses plus a diaphragm and shutter to control the light hitting the sensor.
So thinking about this whole journey, what does this all mean for you listening? We've gone from light just having a speed limit, basically, through how it bounces off mirrors, bends through lenses. And wow, these exact same ideas explain how our own eyes work, with the pupil acting like a diaphragm, the retina like the sensor.
It really makes you think, doesn't it? When you understand these laws of reflection and refraction, maybe even know the diopters for your own vision? Does it change how you see everyday things? It's pretty profound, I think. Our whole perception of reality is shaped by how this light travels and behaves. So maybe next time you glance in a mirror or see light shimmering on water or just, you know, look out the window, just consider, how much more is there really to see when you start to grasp the elegant mechanics behind seeing itself?